Welcome once again to Youth Unplugged right here on Youth Unplugged on Radio Caribbean International. I have a packed virtual studio, but before I go to my guest, I would like to speak to Mr. Dinesh Daswani, who is part of the Boost program. Dinesh, how was the program? Because we had some really cool outcomes, surprising outcomes. But let's talk about it from you guys' perspective.
All right, good afternoon and good afternoon to the RCI family. Well, the program was great. It opened up a lot of opportunities for people with innovative ideas, people in the small business community, to actually express and give themselves a chance to showcase those ideas. And it went really well. So glad that we had a national idea pitch competition, and it reflected on the creativity and innovation that we have in St. Lucia.
Pretty awesome. Sometimes when you're in the background of things, you get to see so many innovative ideas. Were you ever tempted, like, oh my goodness, I need to put my money into this, my personal money into this?
Of course, you do. You always
have. Oh my goodness, I need to put my money into this, my personal money into this.
Of course, you do. You always have to, like, because you see so much talent from Young Solutions, and that's really important that we get to see our Young Solutions really put themselves out there and, you know, start businesses. So you always want to be the one to help them. You want to either help them with mentoring, or you want to be part of what they're going through.
Now,
so always an opportunity.
Now, like I said, we have a full virtual studio this afternoon.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you would like to introduce our guest this afternoon.
So I'll just say the National Idea Pitch Competition finished about a few weeks back, and we have picked the winners. So we have the first place winner here with us, Coyote James from Real 3D Printing. And I'll let him, of course, explain his product. And we also have Kisia Peter from 360, who came second place. We will not be able to have Kyle Nicholas, who plays third from Bioganics, and he does apologize for not being here.
All right, nice. Let's go over to the panel. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Coyote, I tired of seeing you. You've been on so many times. I think this is technically your third time. Being on with me.
Yeah, yeah, so, I agree. I tired of seeing myself as well.
Let's go to the sole lady on the panel. Can you explain to us, you know, what your product was? And let us know a little bit more about your experience with the Boost program.
Oh, hi, everyone. Good day, everyone. 360 is basically us utilizing virtual reality technology to create 360-degree tools to market St. Lucia in a better way. With the experience that I had, it was amazing, very informative. Give me a lot of encouragement and support to get out of my shell, and I really enjoyed it. Came in second was a very big surprise to me, because I knew I didn't come out full on when it comes to pitching because of my nerves, but I am really excited.
Let's talk about your nerves. Why do you think that is it that something, this is not something that you're used to, or it makes you uncomfortable speaking in front of people? I don't know. And how did that help you probably build your own confidence too?
Yeah, it is new to me. But again, what helped me prepare for this is having the mentors help me pitch. I had a lot of practice and training and stuff like that.
Yeah, no, that's pretty awesome. Second place, I mean, were you satisfied with that? I mean, you said you were a bit surprised, but second place, is that good enough for you? And what we could do next?
It's a great start. Like I said, I wasn't expecting that because of the my business. I know for sure, based on what I've heard feedbacks from people, I know it's a very great idea and stuff like that. It's just the way that I presented it. I wasn't too pleased about it, but that is a start. Like I said, all of this is new to me. Moving forward, I am getting better at it. And hopefully, next competition, which is the EWC, which I am preparing for, hopefully we'll do better.
Very good. Let's talk about 360 as a business. What's next? The competition is over. What's next? Are we still in the planning stage? Or are we actually going to make this project come to light?
Yes, it is. I am waiting on some equipment to start doing some testing. I already have a potential customer, real estate company, who is looking to work with me for both businesses here in St. Lucia and Caribbean, other Caribbean countries.
So you can literally have a virtual tour of properties. That is pretty amazing, pretty amazing. Well, we'll take a little back step for 2 minutes and go over to our actual winner, who's busy still working while doing an interview. Always hustling, always working. Coyote, big up yourself, man. While doing an interview. Always hustling, always working. Coyote, big up yourself, man. And once again, congratulations. I got to speak to you after winning the pitch competition. We had a very interesting conversation. But how do you feel now? It's over. What's next for you guys? Seem to have Coyote, you there? Okay, we seem to have an issue with the connection.
Can you hear us?
Yes, we can hear you now.
All right, you can hear us?
You very well, loud.
All right, so the next move for us basically is to continue maximizing and staffing, you know, training and, you know, acquiring the necessary equipment and machinery for us to better facilitate our primary markets, which is, you know, the automotive, etc., you know. But until then, which that should be achieved hopefully before the year end by like going into fourth quarter. But until then, we're just doing what we usually do, which is, you know, just be innovative with our ideas for different occasions and produce high quality products for our customers to ensure that they're satisfied from initial start. Until, you know, end use and everything like that. And not forgetting, I'm here today with my other colleague, Kristen Tanner, our lead technician. So I can't leave him out of it because, you know, he played a major role in the competition as well.
Yeah.
Check it. So
yeah. And of course, we know he comes from a very creative background. His mother winning Carnival Queen billions of times, Queen of the Road, whatever it is, like a million times. So kudos to you. Continue with that. Let me ask you this: out of all the people who pitched, were you the only company that's actually not just an idea and actually operating?
Bioganics.
Oh,
is in operation, and I believe that's it from our understanding. I think it was just Bioganics.
Yeah.
TJ, if I'm wrong, just correct us, you know. Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Let me go over to Danish. Danish, again, this program, very impactful, very, very successful. And again, we could look forward to something like this. Let's talk about what the okay, a little bit of noise in the background there. We'll come back to you in a second. We good? Okay.
Very good. Yeah.
All right. Cool. Let's talk about the winners. What did they get?
So everybody got a part of our seed fund, which is something that we've been creating recently. So it's an entrepreneurship seed capital fund. And what it is something to get this off the bat or off the, you know, the start. It's a startup fund. There's no return. There's no loan. There's no interest in it. It literally is for small businesses looking to, you know, grow an innovative business. They get a small fund they can buy towards equipment, towards rent, towards electricity, towards anything that can get their business off the bat or, you know, to start. So that's what they all got. And all the equipment is already on Ireland. So we just have to do a quick presentation next week and they'll be getting all the equipment. They also got assistance from marketing from AIM, which is the leading sponsor for the competition. So that's advanced intellectual methods. And they also got a lot of assistance from Sagico, which is another partner of ours, through insurance and how can they insure their businesses. There's quite a bit they got through. Also with Dazzle Magazine, they'll be featured in Dazzle Magazine in the next Dazzle feature. The next Dazzle issue, sorry.
That's pretty amazing. Now I'm gonna go back to the contestants. I'm starting off with you from 360. What was it that you personally learned and that you took away from the whole experience?
Well, taking the different trainings from the mentors, different business concepts, there was certain things like the Lean Canvas that I was already familiar with, so it wasn't new to me. But there were different aspects to it as to how to look at your business, creating new ideas and stuff like that, how to take your ideas and turn it into different stuff. These were new to me. So you know, how to develop myself. I was more focused on developing myself as a person, being into the, coming into the business world and stuff like that, how to go about getting customers, speaking to potential clients and investors and stuff like that.
Yeah.
All of these, yeah.
Pretty cool. What's your seed funding? What would you use it for? I don't know if that's too much of a personal question to ask her, but yeah, we want to know, what are you going to use the money for?
Well, like I said, I used it for equipment because right. starting from, since that business is basically new, the technology is basically new to a lot of persons, I waiting on the equipment that I ordered with that money to do some testing to showcase what I'm offering.
Now, you said it is a relatively new kind of technology to our society. How receptive do you find when you go to businesses and say, hey, listen, we could do 3D virtual tours of your business? How open are they to the whole concept of it?
Well, they really like it. It's new to them. They like it. I mean, all businesses want to market their business better. They're amazed by it. They're interested in it, and they want to better. They want a better experience of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
A lot of people, when it comes to VR technology, the first thought is it's really expensive and stuff like that. But we have our way of managing that monetarily. So, I mean, we're looking to work with companies out there in a better way, like money planning.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. So you're making something that is seemingly expensive more affordable to the wider market. That is pretty cool. What are some of the challenges that you are faced with in terms of dealing with virtual reality? Because you know, I'm still new to the whole concept about it. So what challenges are you faced with?
One of the challenges are the different. Okay, for instance. Using virtual reality, for instance, the goggles, the headsets. If you have a low-end headset, it tends to have persons like sick or have nausea and stuff like that. So that is why we're looking to get the better and the high-end quality camera VR headsets, so persons would have a better experience of what the technology has to offer and stuff like that.
And that is something I definitely did not know, that you could actually, because using low-end quality can cause nausea. I did not know that. So that is definitely something new to me. Well, thank you very much for that and for that little bit of knowledge. Like they say, you learn something every day. We go over to our friends from 3D printing. The question I posed earlier to your counterpart was, what are you going to use your seed money for? I'm posing that same question to you.
So what we're going to use it for is to acquire new equipment, such as, you know, laptop for that will enable us to increase staffing, and then some equipment to better house our material, and some stationery, basically to, you know, just make work more efficient overall, basically. So that's basically what we're looking to use it for.
That's pretty amazing. So let's talk about the challenges you're faced with in terms of 3D printing. We did discuss this on when we had you on, but we could, you know, have a discussion on it again. So what are some of the challenges that you're faced with 3D printing on island?
Wow, that's always a good question. It was at one point making our clients understand, well, potential clients and consumers understand the product and service and how it could assist them. But we're getting over that hurdle. Our biggest challenge right now is to just create a great marketing campaign because of the boost competition, we noticed that Due to the because of the boost competition, we noticed that there's still a lot of companies as well as consumers that aren't aware of real 3D printing, and we look at that as a good thing. Whereas if we can create a strategic marketing campaign, it will be able to boost awareness of the business, bring more attention to us as well, and to also increase revenue in relation to that. So that's one of the that's what we're actually working on right now. We consider it our intermediary goals. Yeah, so that's that, and where we just strive to always improve efficiency, productivity, because those two in-house will always result in a better turnover in the quality of our goods and the customer service that we provide to our clients out there, you know, because that's our main thing. High quality goods, great quality in goods and products, great customer service, and educating our clients. So we also like to let them know, like, the process, like where we at in their order, and basically what the do's and the don'ts when they, let's say, when you come to us, we have to basically prescribe what would be the best option or type of method to achieving your product, you know. So we're always learning new things with our own company because it's forever evolving in the overseas and everything like that.
That's pretty cool. So one of the questions I wanted to ask also is, what is it that you took away from the program? You rightfully said about the whole marketing, but what other points did you take away from the whole Boost program?
I don't have it. I'll have to say self, confidence in self. I could just draw a reference throughout the competition. We went in excited, you know, and as we proceeded throughout the incubator process, we started to notice and realize that, especially when we were getting evaluated, that we still need to fine tune, you know. Well, first it didn't come across as that to us. It was like, why do we feel nervous? Why do we feel uncertain about what we're doing if we know what we're doing? You understand where I'm coming from? Mm-hmm. And as a result of that, after taking some deeper reflection, I realized, okay, it's for us to not just understand our competition, but also to have a better understanding of our product and how we're going to cater it to this competition. So, yes, confidence in self and your business or your business product. That is one of the major things that stood out for us.
Now, I'm posing this question to both of you guys. All three of you, technically. At any point in time, did you guys ever want to pull out and say, you know what, this is not for me, I'm scared, I go lose, I'm wasting my time, I'm wasting people's time? Did you ever have those nerves? Any one of you could answer.
I did, actually. I did. Again, it's a battle with me, with my nerves and everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't think I can do this. And again, I needed a lot of prep talk. A lot of mentors had to speak to me and tell me, yes, you can. You have an amazing idea, and it's good to put it out there, let people know what, you know, we Solutions has to offer and stuff. So, and again, I have my partner with me, helping me, motivating me and stuff like that. So it was really a wreck with me mentally, and still going through it. But I'm much better off than where I used to.
That's pretty amazing. Carrie, what about you? Did you ever want to pull out and say, okay, he will answer that one. All right, yeah.
Well, it was basically towards when we had to do the pitch, because we had everything just to know how we're delivering it, because we don't want to sound too rehearsed or anything. So we just have to, you know, as kind of, we get a confidence and, you know, be ourselves and just, you know, do our own freestyle and, you know, just go to let it be small, you know. It's only, yeah.
And that's a very good point. Like you said, how do you go there and pitch and not sound like you're regurgitating information? So how are you guys able to do that?
Well, first of all, every time we thought that we had our pitch down, or we knew how we were going to cater it to the judges, it was like scrap it, you know, scrap it until like probably the weekend before, the weekend of the competition. We got some advice from somebody who went through a similar competition before, and then they told us, this is what judges are looking for, this at the fourth, right? And besides that, where we had the judging sheet for us to look at and everything like that. But that meeting that weekend, I think if it wasn't for that meeting, we would have lost. So that's where we actually started to get... Because we always freestyle. We don't script nothing, because we believe like it's more impactful when it comes from the heart. Understand? And persons would be able to resonate with it more when it's original. So what we did, we just followed some guidelines that the person advised us to keep on.
Okay, we seem to have lost them. Probably just a poor connection. So we just they're probably just getting their stuff together right here. That's okay. It happens. Technology. But Kisia, let's talk to you. What about you? I mean, moving forward, you know, it's all about learning things every time you do a competition like that. And again, how did this for you personally? We knew your issue was your nerves. That you constantly say that. What advice that can you give to young people listening who probably have this great idea and are scared to pursue it? Like, what advice can you give them?
Well, I can tell you, it's really a battle, honestly. You just have to get yourself aligned with the right set of people that can push you forward, not bring you down. I listen to a lot of YouTube videos, motivational YouTube videos. Like I said, surround yourself with positive people and just go out there, put yourself out there, speak to people, speak to your family members, start with that, start with friends, you know, good friends. And eventually, little by little, one step at a time, you will get there.
I like that the fact that you said you, you know, you listen to motivational videos. Can you recommend any that people should check out? Any particular person that we should check out, or just go any random YouTube video?
I can't really recall any right now, okay. But basically I just go on YouTube and I have a whole bunch of them on YouTube, actually.
Nice. Now, people might...
I don't have any specifics.
That's right. People might also be interested in getting in contact with your company. What's your social handles so that people could get in contact with you, your Instagram, or I don't know if you have a business number that you could give out?
No, I am not yet. I don't have any business page, social media page as yet.
Okay.
Just personal page, or they can reach me at my personal number, 518-2362. My email address is 360.slu@gmail.com. So
yeah, that's pretty interesting, because I know people listening like 3D Tours. Yeah, a lot of people might be definitely interested. Because I know people listening like 3D Tours. Yeah, a lot of people might be definitely interested in the whole virtual tours. So you know, that's why we had to ensure that we give out that information. You know, that's a free ad. We'll send you the bill. We have your email address. We'll send you the bill. Riyam 3D. Back to you guys. Hopefully you got your connection issues sorted. So what about you guys? Let's talk about how people can get in contact with you. I don't know if you want to. Let's talk about how people can get in contact with you. I don't know if you want to let people know again some of the services that you provide.
Yes.
Yeah. Good.
Awesome.
For your 3D print.
Our number.
And our number is 519-8070.
Okay.
519-8070.
Okay. And our email address is3D print. The number 3, the letter D, the letter R, @gmail.com. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, but that's okay. I'm gonna over to Dinesh to close off the afternoon's program. Boost Sanisha part two. Am I correct to say part two is up next? Part three? Or am I
going? Well, you're going to the national IJ pitch competition.
Yeah, am I
getting too ahead of yourself?
I'm getting ahead of myself. Yeah, I'm too excited.
Yeah. So that's going to happen next year again. But what's next is the Entrepreneurship World Cup, which we're part of, which will be in July. I think all of our participants, including the top four, are part of the Entrepreneurship World Cup. So they all got qualified. Of course, first and second place get a right to the finals. So they're right into the finals already. And third and fourth and fifth would go through the preliminaries. So that's going to happen in July. We're also working on the documentary. So everything that happened at the National Idea Pitch Competition, we documented. We either had a camera crew, we had interviews, we had all these things being happened at the same time. So that documentary is going to be a movie, literally a movie, 50 minutes. That's going to be coming out sometime in July as well. And right after that, we're going to start working on the grassroots program, which I'm really excited about, as well as the accelerator program, because we're not only a virtual incubator, we're also a virtual accelerator. That's taking businesses that are already currently in the ecosystem and that have had some years under their belt, and they have potential to go higher growth. So we're trying to get them to that higher growth.
All right. Well, I'm looking forward to that, and definitely looking forward to partnering with you guys, you know, as RCI. And even me personally might be interested in that. So we'll have a conversation off air.
Yes,
guys, again, I want to thank each and every one of you so much for being part of the program this afternoon, you know, and wishing you guys each, you know, the best of luck, especially as you move on to the finals, representing not just your companies, but also representing St. Lucia. So kudos to you guys and all the best. And hopefully we could... especially, which I believe one of you guys must end up a winner. I'm definitely confident about that. So I'm hoping for that at the end of that, we could have a one-on-one interview with you. So thank you so much again for joining us. This is Youth Unplugged right here on Radio Caribbean International, brought to you the kind compliments of our sponsor, Bank of St. Lucia.